When driving on the N4 Schoemanskloof in Boumbela, you can't help but notice the vast agricultural land with the Jubé & Sons signage. And along the same roadway is the Jubé & Sons bud stall, or farm stalls, which carries a variety of fruit, homemade goods, and even indigenous trees. Now, this is just the tip of the iceberg when coming to the family-owned run enterprise. And I've often wondered to myself, how does one get to that level of success? And I can only imagine the level of level-headedness needed to run such a vast organization. Now, this afternoon, we find out what is the secret to keeping this enterprise on the go with Maria Jubé, a key part of the machinery heading up this icon of the local business. Now, Mariette, you know, when I was growing up, Jubé & Sons was just known as an orange farm to me. But the family actually started as a maize and vegetable farm in the 60s. When did the shift to citrus happen, and what would you say influenced that move?
Zingisa, first of all, I have to tell you, it was not maize, it was wheat.
Oh.
Yes, even before I knew that my husband existed, I fell in love with that farm because of the golden wheat fields next to the road.
Mm.
We've planted our first citrus in 1996. Long, long, long ago, there was citrus in Schoemanskloof.
Mm.
But because of citrus diseases that you get, the farming part of that died down. And we just revived it, and we've never looked back.
Now, how does Jubé & Sons then sustain a seasonal product like citrus, which has year-round expenses, while also still catering to both the local and international market?
It is very difficult to just think of an orange as a winter fruit.
Mm.
But we actually start harvesting from April, and with different variations of citrus that we have on the farm, the season can run to the end of September.
Sure.
And then in the packhouse, there's facilities to cool down those fruit. And so we have cool storage rooms for them, so that we try to have at least fresh orange juice all year round in the bud stall.
Now, just obviously looking at the early days of Jubé & Sons citrus is what I'm going to refer to as the farming aspect of it. It was two brothers working alongside their father, possibly with very different ambitions and management styles, I can imagine. How did they manage to keep the peace? I mean, like three strong-headed men, and stay in line with the vision of what Jubé & Sons is.
Yes, my father-in-law was known as the Groot Leeu, so he made the decisions. And then Kobus and Francois worked in various divisions.
Mm.
Francois was mainly on the farm with the citrus, and Kobus went into specializing in the plant hire business. But the three of them, oh, they bumped heads often, and they made a pact that two out of three of them has to agree with the decision. So they can't pull everyone in his own direction and think that they can work together and make it work.
And for those of you who've just tuned in, it is Taking Care of Business on Rise FM. And this afternoon, we're chatting to Maria Jubé from Jubé & Sons, an interview I've been looking forward to for the longest time. So, Mariette, at which point then does Jubé & Sons move into the earth-moving and civil construction industry? And how does land management tie into the core business?
The earth moving actually started in 1981 already, so it was actually major before the farming part of the farm itself. And then at that time, my husband was just out of school, and he wasn't even out of school. He was still only standard 8 by then. But when he came back from doing his national service, he just fell straight on into the business. And he and his dad was at that stage building farms mainly for farmers. And then they started exploring in debushing and ridging and field preparation. And then when his younger brother took over, by 9 years in difference in age, he started then working in the agricultural part as well eventually, and he's still doing the part of agricultural development with our equipment, and Kubis mainly focuses on the civil part.
Mm.
This area we're sitting in, basically the whole of Riverside, is the earthworks were done by us.
So how does one break into a new sector so easily with critical stakeholders obviously believing that they're able to deliver?
once again, it's the plantire that financed the farming with contracts. Luckily, we were having a 500 kilometer pipeline from Mozambique to Secunda that we had to secure for the people who put the pipes in. And that money had started the farming expanding and expanding and expanding.
So we have sort of construction under our belt. There's also the farming element. And I'm looking and there's now wooden furniture.
Wooden furniture is my husband's retirement policy. We have a policy that he's supposed to stop working in the company at 65. So he started the tables and the wood part of the furniture so long. That will be his job when he's finished in office.
So basically he's not retiring.
No, he will never retire. Like we say, there's a company in the Cape Province also working on the same principle. Mm-hmm. And we actually went to them to learn how it's done. It's the Du Toits of the apple farms. They're already sixth generation, I think. So we learned a lot from them. And like they say that Opa on that side, he still goes into the office, but he's only allowed to drink a cup of coffee and read the newspaper. He's not actively involved in the business anymore, although he's exactly knowing on what's going on there. So that's what we are planning to do.
Yeah. And obviously, discussions about retirement, there needs to be some measures put in place to ensure that generations to come, Jubean generations, do benefit from the business. So what is the plan there? Are the family members taking an interest in the organization?
Well, the fourth generation is born already. My grandson is 5 months old. Hopefully, he'll also love to be a farmer. My three children are the first of the third generation because they're the oldest. My daughter Cara is 33 years old. Until her marriage last year, she was actively a part of the pack house. Mm. She's now helping out half a day in season time. My other daughter Brumilda and Jason, her husband, they are running the farm stall. The pot stall is totally in their hands. And then my youngest, my son, is 25 this year, and he's farming with the lemons. So they're all close to us, with me. And then my brother-in-law's children are still in school, but there's a place for every family member in the family business. It may be a farm, but like I told you now, there's even place for the girls. So definitely they will find their niche. And maybe then they will expand into another leg.
And can we anticipate I think you've half answered this question, more breakaway companies under the Jubean Sons umbrella? I'm hoping for an introduction of new fruit and vegetables.
fruit. Yo, we have a little secret there. You know, we found some oranges in our orchards. At the moment, we know in what orchard is, but we don't know what tree, what branch. Mm. That's half an ordinary orange and the other half is a karakara.
Okay.
So we, every year, every season, we're searching for that fruit because if we can take that out and start a new variety.
So exciting. It's pretty evident that Jubean Sons will be around for a very, very long time.
Definitely.
Thank you so much, Mariette, for joining us this afternoon. Quite an insightful conversation, and good luck with all the different branches that come out of the company.
Thanks, Agisa. Just watch the space.
And that was Jubean Sons Mariette Jubé, opening a window into the inner runnings of the successful family business. It is Taking Care of Business. You're listening to Rise FM.